This is KVPR. I'm David Alse. Welcome to Young Artist Spotlight. Young Artist Spotlight is made possible by the generous support of the Bonner Family Foundation. Every once in a while, we get to feature singers of extraordinary quality, and that's our focus in this episode. We'll be featuring participants in the 6th annual Fresno State Art Song Festival, led by Fresno State Professor Dr. Maria Briggs. This festival is a marvelous collaboration across multiple disciplines: word, vocal performance, composition, and piano performance. It all begins with the words. Writing students create poems, among which a winner is selected. Then composition students set about the task of setting the winning poem to music. Then student vocalists are selected to perform each musical setting of the poem. For 2023, the winning poem is by Sharon McLean, entitled Unearthing Home. We'll hear 6 vocalists performing the different musical settings of the poem. 3 of these performances are from the Art Song Festival at Fresno State, and 3 of them were recorded in the Barman Cheney Performance Studio at KVPR. We open with a vocalist who has performed on Young Artist Spotlight in the past, soprano Annika Buhl. She's joined by pianist Anthony Sargensen, and they perform the winning composition by student composer Marcus Overacker. You're listening to Young Artist Spotlight on KVPR. That was soprano Annika Buhl, a Fresno State student, with pianist Anthony Sargensen performing a composition by student composer Marcus Overacker, a musical setting of the poem Unearthing Home by Sharon McLean from the 6th annual Fresno State Art Song Festival. That, incidentally, was the composition that was selected as the winner in this year's festival. And that's our focus in this episode of Young Artist Spotlight, Art Song. Here's another vocalist from that same festival, tenor Andrew Gillen, with pianist Anthony Sargensen, performing a composition by Donald Parker.
Thank you.
That was tenor Andrew Gillen with pianist Anthony Sargensen performing music composed by Donald Parker, his entry in the 6th annual Fresno State Art Song Festival. We now get to meet one of the Art Song Festival participants, baritone Joshua Bravo. We also have with us a baritone today, Joshua Bravo. Joshua, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What year are you in?
I am a senior with a little extra experience.
Okay, very good, very good. Who's your principal vocal coach instructor?
I have Dr. Anthony Radford.
Wonderful. How long have you been singing?
I've been singing since I was 4. I've been singing well for about 5 years or so.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, very good. What distinguishes art song for you from other kind of performance things you do?
I think with art song, it's a bit more isolated as far as, you know, the emotions that are attached to it and expressed through it. Whereas in an opera, you have such a range of things that you're trying to convey between characters and relationships. In art song, it's a little bit easier to focus on what the point of the music is. So I think it's easier to connect to.
That's an interesting statement. Very good. And what do you like about the setting of the poem that you were able to perform?
I like that the vocal lines are very clear where the apex of the line is. I think Daniel Murray did a great job of writing for the voice. The phrases are just really, really clearly written as, you know, how he wanted them to be expressed.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us on Young Artist Spotlight today.
Of course.
Joshua Bravo performs a setting of this poem by student composer Daniel Murray, along with collaborative pianist Alina Zhang.
Sand-threshed Cyan Sea, where I was born, coast quaked while earth rocked my bones. Plate slipped, tectonic and tribal.
That was baritone Joshua Bravo with pianist Alina Zhang performing work by composer Daniel Murray at KVPR Studios. Joshua is another of the vocalists we're featuring today on Young Artist Spotlight from the 6th annual Fresno State Art Song Festival. We'll hear now from a soprano in the festival, Alexandra Cotta, with pianist Alina Zhang performing a setting of the poem, this music composed by J.C. Kuhn.
Sun.
soprano Alexandra Cotta with pianist Alina Jiang performing a composition by J.C. Kuhn, another entrant in the 6th Annual Fresno State Art Song Festival. We got to chat a bit with Alexandra.
One of the participants in this year's Art Song Festival is soprano Alexandra Cotta. Alexandra, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
How long have you been singing?
Technically I've been singing for about a decade, but I started singing seriously probably when I was in 7th or 8th grade, so about 9 or so years ago.
Okay, and who is or are your principal vocal coaches, mentors, instructors now?
My principal vocal coach is Dr. Briggs, and she's awesome. I had a private coach that I had in high school. I worked with Dan Bishop for a while, and that kind of got me really started on doing soloistic stuff, but I work with Dr. Briggs now for the most part.
Okay, and are you a music performance major?
Yes, I'm a vocal performance major.
And what year of school are you in?
I am just finishing my junior year, so.
Okay, and you happen to know the composer of your piece?
I do. I've actually known her since, well, I was a freshman during COVID, so really since I was a sophomore. We've been in theory classes together and history and also choir. She's an amazing person. She's very kind and she's also super talented. I loved doing her piece because you could really tell that she has experience singing, which makes a huge difference for me as a vocalist.
That's wonderful. Well, it's great having you on Young Artist Spotlight.
Thank you.
There's a mezzo-soprano in the mix today.
A rarity.
Great. Gina Chambers, so great to have you.
Thank you.
And you're studying at Fresno State?
Yes.
And what's your major and what year are you in?
I'm a vocal performance major, but I am a first-year grad student.
Awesome. Okay. And who's your principal voice coach and mentor?
I've been studying with Dr. Maria Briggs for most of my time at Fresno State.
Yeah. Outstanding. Outstanding. How long have you been singing art song?
It's been about 7 years now. I started back in junior college at Fresno City with Rebecca Sarkeesian.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. What do you like about the genre?
Art song has a lot to give when it comes to expression and poetry, and that's probably my favorite part of singing, to be able to reach out and tell a story, you know, convey a feeling.
Very good. And this is, you were in last year's competition as well, correct?
I was, yes.
Okay, very good. Who was your composer last year?
It's actually the same composer that I'm singing for this year. It was Xavier Bueno.
Wonderful. What do you like best about Xavier's setting of this poem?
There's a lot of really delicious words that he puts a really lovely rhythmic texture to that really brings them to life.
Oh, that's great. Thanks so much for being on Young Artist Spotlight today.
Thank you.
Great to have you, Gina.
Here's mezzo-soprano Gina Chambers with pianist Pierre Bouy performing a musical setting by composer Xavier Bueno.
Where I
That was mezzo-soprano Gino Chambers with pianist Pierre Bouy performing a composition by music student Xavier Bueno, a musical setting of the poem Unearthing Home, the winning poem for this year's 6th annual Fresno State Art Song Festival. We have one more vocal performance today, soprano Abigail Cano with pianist Pierre Bouy performing a composition by Nathaniel Morris. Soprano Abigail Cano rounding out our presentation of participants in this year's Fresno State Art Song Festival. She was accompanied by pianist Pierre Bouy in a musical setting by composition student Nathaniel Morris. Our thanks to our vocalists today, Annika Bull, Andrew Gillen, Joshua Bravo, Alexandra Cotta, Gina Chambers, and Abigail Cano. Thanks also to pianists Alina Zhang, Pierre Bouy, and Anthony Sargenson. Thanks to this year's winning poet, Sharon McLean. Extra special thanks to Festival Director, Fresno State Music Professor, Dr. Maria Briggs. And thanks, as always, to Production and Operations Manager, Don Weaver. Young Artist Spotlight is made possible through the generosity of the Bonner Family Foundation. For KVPR, I'm David Alves.